I came up with this idea based off of the suggestions from two listeners. One said that I should do an audio with a backstory, and the other said that I should make an audio about a world like our own, but where something happened, and as a result, conventions have changed. This is a post-apocalyptic world, where over half of the population was murdered in World War IV, which would be boys, men, and whichever other casualties of war. Only those who identified as cisgendered males were intentionally killed to ensure peace. Since this caused such a societal shakeup, half of the world's human knowledge base was lost, and lots of the workforce was depleted. It's evident in the audio that this war happened recently, so society hasn't been able to rebuild itself. We've seen what a pandemic can do to the world, so it's no surprise that losing so many lives in this war would cause a shutdown of society. Water was already scarce before the war, so now it's even more so. For this script, I was inspired by the movie Tank Girl. If you haven't seen it, I highly recommend it. The lie detector was important because it showed the listener was genuinely a good person and was someone Magnolia could trust and have some degree of feelings for. He could break through the wall that she had put up. I wanted to make it clear that he had no ulterior motive. I wanted Magnolia to be connected to the lie detector in order to show her true feelings about men, mainly the listener. You have this guy who has been in isolation and who hasn't been around women in so long. Then you have Magnolia, who had to lose her wonderful father and nephew in the war in order to bring about world peace. She has had to convince herself that it was the right thing to do and that men as a whole are dangerous. You can't microwave a relationship, so I needed a way to quickly get Magnolia to the point where she could feel safe with the listener and get intimate. This way, she was forced to confess her feelings. To put it another way, it's a not safe for work audio, and I needed a way to get these two people to fuck. As for Magnolia's ring, the inspiration there was Hellraiser, like she had mentioned. I didn't know what to call the nightmare dimension, so it was called the Tater Dimension as a placeholder. Tater, like tater tots. If you all would like to see a sequel to this one, there will be a return of the ring and we will learn more about the nightmare dimension. I was going to go with the Latin translation, but I didn't want to botch the pronunciation.